Mitu Kumihi anō kia koutou katoa. Thank you so very much for joining me this afternoon. At Irirangi Wāte, Ono Raumātoru, Te Iarere, drive with me, Claudette, until 7 o'clock. Well, our whānau are doing it very tough out there in the communities, but thank goodness for a lot of our community advocates, our rangatira, working tirelessly on the ground in the communities, ensuring that our whānau are well and safe, and particularly our whānau who are isolating at home or are in MIQ. We've had some horrific stories of how they're being ignored and treatment not being given to them in a timely manner. Here to talk to us about how our whānau are doing, especially those ones that are isolating at home, one of our rangatira advocates who works tirelessly here in Tamaki ki te Tonga, actually around Tamaki Makaurau, Te Kau o Rehua Panapa, joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Te rangatira, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte.
Tēnā koe whā, kia ora.
It would be true to say that some of our whānau have got some horrific stories of lack of care, lack of attention if they are isolating at home. We've spoken to a whānau up north who were advised by community members, by their whānau, for things like oxygenation machines. Mm. I'm not quite sure if that's the correct word. But also, too, have they got enough data for their telephone to receive messages? If they've got enough power, you know, if they've got pūtea for their power, if they've got enough kai, those kinds of things. It does look as though our whānau are being ignored. Is that how you're finding it?
Yeah, IFI, you know, we've been inundated with a lot of whānau calling in, reaching out for just general necessities, really, in MIQ, such as toilet paper and, of course, kai. But the biggest thing we've found with a lot of our whānau is they're just wanting a bit of manaakitanga and a bit of aroha, and they aren't receiving, you know, they aren't receiving information that they can understand. So there's a whole array of different kaupapa, and our whānau are being left out, and they aren't, they've just been pushed aside, really.
Whose responsibility is it to look after these whānau while they are isolating or in MIQ? I mean, obviously whānau out in the wider community will be keeping an eye on them, but it is things like, it's not just about necessity, it's about the healthcare as well, too, and whose responsibility is that?
We've been fortunate enough to have a discussion with the organisation who's taking care of the MIQ. We've been in contact with the Kai Whakahaere for MIQ Tāmaki, and they take all responsibility around how they are looking after our people. Thing that's come out from them is that this current model that they are using in MIQ isn't suited for our people. It's more suited for whānau coming in from overseas, and not suited for our whānau Māori going in from out in the public. So, yeah, they've taken responsibility of that. So they're at the forefront of the blame, I would say.
And what is the response like from, you know, places like the Ministry of Health or MB that are also, I mean, it's a whole of portfolio approach to those, to whānau that are in care. Do you think that they're is actually too many people, too many bureaucrats involved, then that it should be left up to community groups to look after their own?
It's almost like our whānau have been uplifted from their normalities of home. They've and then they're thrown into these MIQs, and the expectations is that they take care of themselves with a little bit of manaaki from the MIQ facility. No one's really taking the full blame of how our people have been treated. So yes, it is the small charities and community-based kaupapa who are picking up the pieces and who are out there looking after our whānau currently in MIQ. And those in SIQ as well. You know, we can't leave them out because no one's really looking after those whānau who are self-isolating at home either. And so yeah.
And that's okay, isn't it? I mean, we would be the ones that would want to take care of our own, our neighbours. The issue is, I guess, is that the bureaucracy should give us the resources to be able to do that and move out of the way.
Tika, and yes, and that's what we're facing at the moment. We're having to reach into our own pockets to service our whānau there. through our discussions with these big players or these whānau who are supposedly looking after our whānau MIQ. They're saying they're doing everything necessary to look after our whānau. But, you know, the biggest kōrero that we've got in back also, they're wanting to speak to a Māori face. They're wanting to hear a Māori voice. They are, because they don't understand a lot of the kōrero that's being shared by other organisations.
I also guess it's also about they understand the concerns, just the everyday necessities for a whānau. And there are some stories, as an example, where, you know, who's going to look after the kids? So mum wants to know who's going to look after the kids if she goes into MIQ. But if she stays at home, then the tamariki might be affected. And then who's going to look after them? And then who's going to take care of the, you know, who's going to cook the kai? And then who's going to cook the kai? And who's going to buy the kai? I mean, these kinds of issues is everyday situations for us. They may not be things that outsiders would understand.
Our whānau aren't asking for much. They're just asking for a little bit of manaaki through this process and somebody to understand, like you've stated, somebody that understands, who comes with the ngākau Māori, you know, and who's connected to their needs and their wants. And our whānau aren't that complicated. They just want simplicity, but they want to be informed in their language and how they understand the kaupapa. So yes, changing the narrative, I would say, when dealing with our Māori whānau.
But they're increasing our number of Māori whānau who are having to isolate because the numbers are increasing over 140 today. There was, you know, over 200 last week. So we're seeing more and more of our whānau.
More and more of our whānau are going in there and more of our whānau are reaching out for help. And more of our whānau are just finding it really hard and difficult. You know, like I said, this isn't normal for our whānau, so they're not being informed properly and they're not being looked after. So, you know, our whānau, if you greet them at the door with a kia ora, how are you? Welcome. You know, our whānau walk in there feeling welcomed, but if you greet them with, well, here's your room, go and isolate yourself. And these are the rules that you have to apply by, well, automatically our whānau is going to throw their backs up against the wall. And that's what's happening throughout Tāmaki.
And generally speaking, have you seen that our whānau, and it's no shame and no blame whatsoever, this virus is what it is, and it is a nasty little beggar. But are our whānau, are they vaccinated or unvaccinated, those that have ended up with a ngangara?
We have many of our whānau in there who are vaccinated and who are for vaccination. And we also have a lot of whānau in there who are, I won't say anti-vax, but who haven't been vaccinated yet. A lot of the kōrero that we've received is, we were just about to get vaccinated, Matua, but this happened.
I was going to say that was the last question, but I do want to say this. I was talking to Harry Tam. He was talking about helping the kīngi whānau, the gang whānau, to vaccinate. And I said, oh, yes, very difficult to access your community. And he, you know, said, no, we're not difficult to access. We just don't like being accessed by them.
Yeah. Also, I just want to share, you know, a lot of our whānau are wearing this whole whakamā. So a lot of them are finding it hard to reach out because they are whakamā, that they've got this ngangara. So I think, like I said, the narrative needs to change, and I suppose a lot of our Māori organisations need to stand up and just manaaki and tiaki our whānau through that process so they feel, you know, this is here for a very long time, and we just need to normalise the conversation and just so our whānau feel supported.
Well, we appreciate all the mahi that you do and all those other community groups. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon here on Irirangi Wātea. Me tuku mihi kia koe te rangatira. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe whai. Ngā mihi.